Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of love. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. We enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being unified with Christ, and any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
We deck the halls with decorations for Christmas, but the real Christmas story focuses on a God who gave up his decorated abode to take residence in a world much less glamorous. Don't miss what Jesus did, the scripture says to us. He possessed all the power and renown of the Almighty God, only to give it all up and to become human. To watch Jesus is to witness a descent, a literal fall from glory, down, down, down to the straw bed of an animal feeding trough where he was placed at birth, down further to a cross, and then a grave where he was laid at death. Such is the depth of his love for us. Jesus chose not to leverage his esteemed status for his own advantage, but rather for our advantage. And while this scripture paints a compelling picture of Jesus, the humility of his birth and crucifixion, and the glory of his resurrection and exaltation, it's also saying to us, don't just watch Jesus, love like Jesus. Yes, Jesus' love for you is incredible, and there is comfort and encouragement in that. Now go love others in the same way, with the same humility, with the same self-forgetfulness. In what ways can you do that this Christmas? Could you commit to do nothing out of selfish ambition during this season? How could the depths of Jesus' love for you empower you to serve your family or your neighbors in love this Christmas? Take this next minute to reflect on Jesus' humility, and ask God how he's calling you to humbly love others.
God,
Thank you for Jesus' humility, sacrificing so much to be with us. Please show me how to love others in that same way today. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song Away in a Manger by Moira de la Torre by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you receive the love of Christ and graciously reflect it to those around you.